This podcast is brought to you by Link, simply the best way to learn languages. After you listen to the podcast, sign up for a free account at Link, LINGQ.com, and study the full transcript using Link's revolutionary learning tools. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Steve.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right. How are you?
Not too bad. Good. What shall we talk about today?
Well, I'm not sure. I think you have some ideas.
Well, yeah, we were talking a little earlier. You know, one of the subjects that comes up, actually there's two that are perhaps in a way related. One is, you know, how do you learn a language from scratch?
Mm-hmm.
That's the English expression, from scratch. In other words, starting from zero. And can Link be used as a method of mm-hmm. learning from scratch? I know that you've been studying some Spanish, a little bit of Spanish, a little French with Link. I've been doing Russian, but neither of us, I think, well, we weren't starting from scratch.
No, no.
And recently I've been doing some Portuguese, and I find that with a language like Portuguese, where I understand most of it because it's so similar to Spanish, I end up using Link in a different way. I save more phrases because I know the words, but I just want to save some phrases that are going to help me along.
Mm-hmm.
But have you tried, Jill, doing a language from scratch?
No, no, I haven't.
Well, perhaps sometime between now and when you have your baby, would you please learn Russian? Using Link?
No problem.
Would you do that, please? And then maybe you can report back.
Between now and 3 months from now, sure. I'll get right on it.
Okay. Although, you know, with Russian, I did start Russian from scratch. I didn't start it with Link from scratch because I started before we had Russian on Link.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say after about 2 months of using some of the material, some books and CDs that I found in a bookstore, and there's the Teach Yourself series, and then there is the Colloquial series, and they're $30, a book and a CD, and I just listen to the CD over and over again. And a lot of that content is similar to the beginner content that we have at Link.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went to The Power of the Linguist. Our programmer, Mike, who is from Russia, and of course his wife, Anna, is from Russia, they kindly translated The Power of the Linguist, and they also recorded it. I listened to that 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
I can even remember where I was when I was listening to it. I was on holiday. I listened to it jogging. I listened to it doing the dishes. I listened, and of course, in The Power of the Linguist, the first 5 episodes are very easy. The next ones are a little more difficult, and I think in all there's 26 or 27 episodes, and it gets progressively more difficult. And because I knew the text in English, I was able to understand it and listen over and over again. So that worked for me.
And so if you hadn't known the text in English, what would have been the result? Would it have been harder, obviously?
I think so. And if I look at what happens when I buy a book in the bookstore, it has the English. It has the text in English there in the book. And it also has a list of the words.
Mm-hmm.
And it has some explanation. At Link, we don't provide the translation except for The Power of the Linguist and a few other items where the text exists in English and Spanish and German and in mm-hmm. other languages, in French and Japanese.
So you could just change your language and go get it in your native language and study it and understand it and then study it in the language you want to learn.
Exactly. And that's what I did with Russian. And I even experimented with taking a sentence of Russian and then putting a sentence of English underneath it. And I stopped doing that because I found it distracting.
Mm-hmm.
But different people have, you know, might like doing it different ways. But I just found that once I had read it in English, an episode, which is only 30 seconds long, I kind of understood what was there. Then I did it in Russian. I looked up the words that I needed to learn. I then was able to study these words. The structure is not very complicated, but if it were complicated, I could ask the tutor,
mm-hmm.
you know, why is this? It may be that for an absolute beginner, it might still be a good idea to invest in a book you know, a beginner book, or to borrow a beginner book from the library, just to get you started.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you, that if, for example, we didn't have the power of the linguist, and I don't think it's translated into all languages that we have on the site. So would you, or for example, if you were a native French speaker and you wanted to learn Japanese, which is a totally different, I mean, characters and everything, and if you've never had any exposure to them whatsoever, would you need to start with something before Link?
Well, you know, again, Link can't be the only thing that people do in their language learning. Mm-hmm. And Link can't deal with every language in exactly the same way. So if you're going to learn a language which has a different writing system, if that writing system is an alphabet, like the Cyrillic alphabet for Russian, well, you have to go somewhere to learn that. If the writing system contains, you know, characters like the Chinese, or if it has a syllabary like Japanese, or again, the Korean writing system is an alphabet much like the Russian alphabet, except it's more different from our Western alphabet. You have to go and look those things up. You have to get other resources. You may need a dictionary. I mean, there's a variety of things that people are going to do. I don't expect that people would only work with Link. So I think for a beginner, some people will be comfortable just starting with our material, just listening over and over again. I believe that's effective. But some people might be more comfortable getting a book, which helps them a little bit more. And these books typically are available at libraries, or they can be bought. And I think it almost doesn't matter what you do. Once you get past that first little hurdle, then I think the fundamental activity remains the same. And that is a lot of listening and reading, using material that you have chosen, and where it gets progressively more and more difficult.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And I think one of the things that I found with Link was that once I got over the beginner stage, which was basically the power of the linguist. I mean, I was on that for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
There's 26 episodes. It took me a long time to, you know, get used to the different expressions and so forth. From that, I was able fairly quickly to move into authentic material. Because Link, because you have the audio, because you can listen over and over, because you can look up every word you don't understand, because you can ask a tutor, it's possible to access quite difficult material earlier than would otherwise be the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I could deal with content that had 40-50% unknown words, and it didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I picked up a newspaper with 40-50% unknown words, I would be lost. If I went to a reader, you know, your traditional sort of language reader, if every second, third word I had to look up the word list, you know, I'd forget them all. It just wouldn't work. So what I found with Link is that, A, I could spend a lot of time listening 20, 30, 40, 50 times to the same content in that initial period. And then once I'd been through that stage, I found that I could go after authentic content, which was directed at native speakers, podcasts, news articles, you know, literature, and I could work my way through this more difficult content using Link.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in summary, I say at the beginning, it depends on your taste. You may want to get a traditional starter type book. I would say don't use books where all they give you is disconnected phrases. Make sure the books have, you know, actual dialogues or contents. A context.
A context,
we
yes.
need a context. We need to contextualize. We can't learn things in isolation.
Otherwise, you're just trying to memorize.
Exactly.
And it's too hard.
It's too hard. And so, unfortunately, all of this content for the beginner is going to be a little bit artificial.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about the mythical Mrs. Jones and Mr. Smith and the meat over coffee, and it's not real. You have to go through that stage to some extent. With the power of the linguist, what we tried to do, and there's others too, you know, going out for dinner, there's a bunch of them, some of which have been translated. We try to create some continuity, so there's 26 episodes, gradually getting, you know, more and more difficult. There's some incentive to go to the next chapter because there's some mystery as to what's going to happen. And mm-hmm. so we try to make it a little bit better.
Try to pique people's curiosity mm-hmm. a little bit.
So yeah, that's what I think. So I think the simple answer is that, yes, you can do it from scratch with Link, where we have content that exists in a language that you're familiar with, other than the one you're trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And where that is not the case, or even where that is the case, you might still want to get a beginner book, take the CD, listen to it over and over again. If it's possible to import, if the text exists in electronic text, then you can import it into Link, which is even better. And then move quickly over to our beginner material, and mm-hmm. then you're on your way.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, what you said about when you're an absolute beginner, having to spend a lot of time on the same content item. You can't just look at something once or twice and move on. And I think that's a lot of people don't spend enough time on each item. They read something once, listen to something once, and that's it. And they maybe are bored or think they'll be bored if they listen over and over, but that's really the only way it's going to sort of stick.
I mean, I think that's a very good point. And the way I visualize it in my brain is that, I picture my brain, and there are lots of neurons there, and there's sort of two phases. One phase is the phase where I am trying to connect neurons. I'm trying to break a path, to create a path from one neuron to the next. That's when I'm struggling. I'm struggling to understand. I'm struggling to hear, to differentiate sounds, to remember phrases, and I still don't remember, and it's a struggle. And that's where I'm basically making new roads, new connections. The second phase is, once I've made that connection, I've got to go over that path many, many mm-hmm. times, just like a cart, creating a rut, in a field or something. You've got to groove that connection that you've made. So my test is, if I'm still having trouble understanding something, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically going, then I have to keep on going over it. I don't have to get to the point where I understand 100%, but I have to get to the point where I understand most of it. Then I can move on.
Right.
But when I'm more advanced and I understand it the first time I hear it, I don't need to hear it the second time.
Right.
There's less benefit, there's less return on hearing it the second or the third time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you gradually start listening less and less frequently. But certainly in the first few months, you have to listen 10, 20, 30, 40 times.
Right.
And then you review words and phrases, and you look for them when you are listening, and you look for them when you are reading, and you observe them more closely. Yeah, for sure. Have we covered that?
I think so.
We don't need to go over it again and again and again. All right, then. Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much, Jill. Bye.